At National Ag Day activities, I'm visiting with Hudson Reilly. And Hudson, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I'm Senior Vice President of the Research and Knowledge Group with the National Restaurant Association. And the National Restaurant Association is the leading trade association for the restaurant community.
Wonderful. We are here at Farm to Fork Politics, a session that AgriPulse is sponsoring. And you're going to be one of our panelists. I know we're not started yet, but what are you going to tell us?
Well, in 2013, despite a host of challenges, the restaurant industry will post record sales this year of $660 billion. That's up 3.8% over 2012, and it is the fourth consecutive year of sales growth, which is good. But the sales increases are definitely much more modest than prior to the 2007 environment. So overall, the trend is positive, but it is modest compared to historical performance.
That's still a good outlook looking ahead here.
Correct, yeah. And 3.8%, that's in current dollars. And when you take out the effects of menu price inflation, it's still almost a 1% increase. So it is positive, and there is substantial geographic variation in terms of sales performance, and in general, the higher sales performance is in areas that have had stronger employment growth.
When it comes to politics here, what is it that is having an impact, could have an impact, or things you might see that would affect your membership?
When you think about the typical restaurant industry sales dollar, a third of that sales dollar goes to direct food purchases. So what happens in wholesale food price inflation has a substantial bottom line impact on how restaurant operators proceed, because the typical pre-tax profit margin for a restaurant operator is just 3 to 5% of sales. So when you look at what's gone on with wholesale food price inflation over the past few years, it really has put pressure on operator margins.
Now, with the political climate we've got, I've heard already described by panelists here that will be joining you that they kind of vacillate between being depressed and optimistic. How do you feel about where we're at in terms of being able to get some meaningful things accomplished here in D.C. this year?
Well, restaurant operators by nature, because a lot of them are entrepreneurial, tend to be optimistic by nature. But if you look at the sales performance for the first couple of months this year, it is absolute sales level in January and February is down from December. So a multitude of factors ranging from gas prices to the payroll tax abeyance no longer being in effect. So there are a host of challenges, and but despite that, Americans enjoy going to restaurants, and so that will continue to happen this year as it has in previous years.
Yeah, I will. I'm one of those, by the way. So, well, thank you very much, Hudson, for visiting here. I know we're got to get ready here for the upcoming Farm to Fork Politics session at National Ag Day activities. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.